Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square.
Hello, everybody. I'm just going to do a short promo on the new book that will be going on sale January 1st, 2015, just in time for the start of another First Fruits hoodwinking season. First Fruits, Paula O'Connor. Yo, Paula Michelle White. Fact-checking and exposing the plethora of lies contained in the First Fruits teaching of serial liar Paula Michelle White. First Fruits, Pollocchio by Titus T. Dot, PhD. By writing First Fruits, Paula Occhio, Titus T. Stott has joined an ever-growing number of biblical scholars who are now writing books about mythomaniac Paula Michelle White. As the title of this book indicates, it addresses Ms. White's signature money-making scam, the First Fruits offering. Dr. Stott tackles the assignment by systematically taking apart Paula White's signature thesis on First Fruits, her book, First Things First. He proves quite easily and convincingly that Ms. White's teaching on the obsolete Old Testament feast day, called First Fruits, is biblically and theologically a pack of lies. Thus, the satirical moniker Paula Kyo is most befitting the inventress and premier merchant of the falsehood the church now calls the First Fruits offering. Witness for yourself how Paula White's nose grows. I can't help but laugh. Excuse me. Witness for yourself how Paula White's nose grows chapter by chapter as Dr. Stott employs sound hermeneutics, sensible logic, and saintly satire to dissect, theologically analyze, and biblically evaluate every self-serving interpretive lie contained in Ms. White's magna lie, First Things First. Dr. Stott invites you, the reader, to join with him with Bible in hand as he exposes all of Paula White's erroneous postulations. By book's end, it will be apparent to all that Paula White's First Fruit teaching is just like her, a complete farce, one grand lie, the fabrication of a slick hustler who manufactures mammon generating lies for a living because she too, like the false prophet Balaam, loves the damning wages of unrighteousness, Numbers 31:8, Joshua 13:22, and 2 Peter 2:15. First Fruits, Pollocchio, another book that will make Paula White forever regret that she took up scripture twisting and lying as a full-time profession. Another book millions of Christians will be talking about, and Paula White is mortified, you will read. That is the back of the book cover from the I Am Publishing Company, who is publishing this book to be released again January 1st, 2015, the beginning of the so-called First Fruits, which Paula White asks you to send God, parentheses, her, your first month's salary, so God can bless you, meet your every need, and Paula can get richer. Really, that's what it's all about. God doesn't need your money. So, anyway, if someone could please, that's my question. I will offer a reward. If someone can answer that question, please. What does God need money for? God doesn't need any money. We don't give any money to God. We give money to each other. So when anyone tells you that you're giving this offering to God. I didn't know God had any money in heaven. After all, I didn't know that God needed money to do anything. We need money. So if any preacher tells you that you're giving your money to God, you're not giving it to God, you're giving it to them. So save your money. You don't need to give a first fruits offering. You don't need to sacrifice, and your family needs to sacrifice a whole month of your salary to send it to Paula. I don't think so. Anyway, if you want to email I Am Publishing Company, the email is bookreview@iampub.net. And the website is Prosperity Truth Exposed. And I Am Publishing Company, a new publishing company, and I like what I read the other day on a website, wickedshepherds.com. The author said, the Reformation has never ended. It has only just begun. So we are calling for a reformation. We want the miracle selling to stop, the fraud to stop, the fleecing of God's people to stop. We want it to stop. God wants it to stop, most of all, because Jesus Christ gave his life for us, and we are not to make a mockery of the cross of Christ and his most precious sacrifice. If God so loved the world that he gave, we must love the world enough that we give out of love and not out of selfish motives to line the pockets of greedy preachers. So don't forget, January 1st, this new book will be coming out, Paula White, Pollocchio, and that will be available for you at www.prosperitytruthexposed.com. Thank God for brave brothers and sisters in Christ that aren't afraid to stand up for the truth and for righteousness. So God bless you all, and thank you for listening. I will be doing more promos as the new books are being released, the Paula White trilogy, the She-Wolf trilogy, and I will be doing whatever I can to promote this publishing company as well as many other brave brothers and sisters who are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. God bless you all. Bye for now.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. Someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going. city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. City that's set on a hill, its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there.